It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday. It's actually my Friday. I won't be here tomorrow, but we do have Talk of the Town tomorrow. We're going to talk about Bridge Bash. But what we're going to talk about today, one of my favorite subjects, we're going to talk about the Mountain Home Band Boosters and the bands themselves here in Mountain Home, which I love, as everyone knows. We have the president of the Mountain Home Band Boosters, Clint Shasheen, is here. Clint, so good to see you again.
Good morning.
I cannot believe we are already looking at October.
I know.
It just seems like it was June, and boom, here we are. We're in the thick of things as far as bands go, for folks that don't know. Band competitions, football games, all this stuff is starting, and I mean, it is full steam ahead. But let's start off by talking about a very special tribute you guys are doing this year with the band.
Yes. Lucas Todd, who was the student that was who passed away earlier this later this summer, and he was a band member, and so we have a memorial patch that we've had made that has LT on it, and it'll be worn on the epaulette on the left shoulder of our uniforms, and we will be debuting that at the Ozark Mountain Marching Festival in two Saturdays. And so that'll be the first time we've had it on our – actually, it'll be the first time we've worn our tops because it's been so hot.
Yes.
And so it'll be the first time that we've worn the full uniform, and so we'll be debuting it there. And so we'll get pictures, and we'll be posting those on social media and stuff like that. But
good.
He was an alto saxophone player, great kid, even with his hearing deficiencies. You know, he was a great band member.
Had a love of music, from what I understand.
Yes.
Was very enthusiastic and just a super, super neat guy. Being in a band is like being in a family.
Yes.
They become very, very close.
Yes.
So our hearts go out to you, but that is such a nice tribute. So the junior high was in the their band was in the fair parade.
Yes, the junior high usually doesn't march in the fair parade.
Hot.
It was very hot. The junior high band marched in the fair parade, and then they've played at one football game, junior high football game already, and I think they've got two more scheduled on the books to play. The senior high, they were in the fair parade as well, and they have marched one time on the field at the Harrison game. And at that point, we only had three of the four movements done for the show. And so at the marching competition we're going to, it'll be the first time all four movements will be on the field. So we're a little anxious about that, but everything's going real well. Practice is doing great. You know, our band period is 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And so either we're practicing on the asphalt field up at the junior high that we use, or on the turf. And either one of them, when it's 100 degrees outside, those surfaces are well over 100 degrees. And those kids are doing great. They're toughing through it and keeping hydrated. They're sweating a lot to get this show put together.
It's very difficult.
Yes.
It's very hard work. Let's go ahead and talk a bit about the program itself. People don't understand. Usually it's a story. You're kind of trying to tell a story in these movements.
Right. This year's theme is bad, and it's Little Red Riding Hood, basically, but it's told from the wolf's perspective and how he's misunderstood. And so it plays out on the field, and we have a big event in Movement 4, and so you have to come out and watch the band and watch and listen to how the wolf is so misunderstood.
That sounds really interesting.
It's a little dark, but it is something that, you know, it's just...
I love the drama.
It's a drama, yes.
That's neat.
On the field.
You just got done with cookie dough sales. You guys tried to do fundraisers to help the band to raise money. So how'd that go?
Cookie dough sales went great. Part of it goes to their trip account. So when we go on trips, and we are going on our big trip this year, every 3 years we go on a high school trip, and this is the year. And we're going to Orlando. We're going to Walt Disney World November 25th through the 30th. So we're there during Thanksgiving. We have a big group Thanksgiving dinner with all the other bands that are there. We perform in the Magic Kingdom. And we're also going to be having a studio performance where we go into a soundstage and they give us soundtrack music. And we get to learn to play that music to the movie.
Neat.
And they bring in a director to do all that and everything. And so it's an experience that the kids, you know, really would never get to do unless they go on a trip like this.
That's amazing.
And then, of course, they get to go to all the different parks and enjoy and have a good time.
For a lot of these kids, this is a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Yes. You know, and usually our trips, you know, we went to Macy's one time. And,
that's neat.
You know, we try to go to destinations that it's expensive to go to later in life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they might not make it. And so we load up the buses and... The music that we're actually playing in the performance is usually when we go to do these festivals, the music's just, you know, you can play it. It's not a problem. Well, we got the music and it is of a more college level type, which isn't a problem for our band. We're just having to practice more. So now we've added a second practice in the week. On Monday evenings is Disney night, and the students that are going come in, which is almost the whole entire band, and they practice the music for the performance in Disney World. And then on Thursday night, of course, is our regular marching practice on the field.
Now, you told me you've changed things up a little bit with that as well, with the practice. Used to be the kids would go home after school and then come back.
Right. On Friday nights for the games, kids used to go home and then come back for the Friday night performance. We now are the students stay at school afterwards, and so we can practice a little bit longer, get stuff ready, make sure all the uniforms are ready and stuff like that. And so since we're keeping them, we're feeding them as well. And so I was like, okay, I'll work and start trying to find sponsors for feeding
food.
The kids,
yeah.
On Friday nights. And we were blessed by a lunch. I was having lunch with somebody and I was just talking about it and they said, we'll do that. And it was ASU Mountain Home. And so I want to thank ASU Mountain Home again for feeding the band students, not only the Mountain Home band students, but they also fed the Harrison band students that arrived.
That is lovely.
And so I just can't thank them enough for doing that. And if anybody is interested in sponsoring an evening meal for the band, which we have three more high school games left, mm-hmm. just message me on Facebook at Bomber Bands or email me president@bomberbands.com and we can get with you. Or call one of the directors and just tell them I'm interested and I'll get with you to set that up.
I've got your contact information
okay,
here
get
as
a hold
well.
Of Kim.
Please, please. Some of these area businesses, even a couple of you, come on, step up, help these kids. They're working hard.
You know, some of the other bands that do it around the area, they have some churches that go in and have
potluck.
Have a whole potluck. Mm-hmm. You know, they just bring in everything and set it up and the kids eat. And so if anyone is interested, just let me know and we will get you set up.
It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be fancy,
no.
But they need to be fed. And another thing, water. If you can donate a few cases
yes.
of water,
you know,
that would be great.
In concession stands, we have our nice water, our Aquafina that we sell to customers, and then we have our Sam's Choice or Walmart band. We call it band water. And so, you know, even if you just want to go buy one of the 30 to 40 bottle cases of water. I know the school offices aren't going to like this, but drop it off and tell them it's for the band and we'll pick it up. Or get a hold of me if you want. You know, we used to have a family that would donate a pallet. You know, if you're interested in giving us a pallet of water, we will get set up with you on that.
Because that would be really helpful.
You know, on a Friday night, we go through 10 to 12 cases of water to keep the high school band hydrated. And, you know, especially with the weather that it's just been so hot. That they are just...
And those uniforms, it
yes.
doesn't matter what the weather is,
yeah.
they're hot.
They're hot. Yes, for sure. Some of the other things that we've had going on, we did the fairground concession stand. It was mm-hmm. great. The color guard manned that. The color guard students and their parents, they did that. And that was to help raise them some money for their winter guard season in the spring. We're also doing volleyball concession stands. And... everything's going really great there. One thing that happened this summer is Mr. Chetnik, the senior high director, and myself were invited down to Little Rock to the Arkansas Bandmasters Association meeting for a presentation, and it was about partnering with parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a presentation down there, and I've had a few directors from that contact me to, you know, like, man, you guys got some stuff going on up there. You know, how do you do all this? And so I've been meeting with some other band booster presidents around the state. You know, texting them, they have questions and stuff. So it's nice to know that people look at us and, you know,
we're
model. Doing something right.
You're a
but,
model.
You know,
for
and
them.
Of course, I'm not the only one. I've got a roster of officers that are great that just, I mean, I know I can call any of them and they will be there in a second to help me. And it's just, it takes a village to move that other village.
We have, we say it all the time on this show. I know y'all get sick of it, but we have the most generous community and a community that really does care about our kids, our older folks, our vets, our pets. They are just a caring, caring community. And everybody needs to get behind the kids because they are our future.
Yes.
And they need to know what it is to have a servant's heart.
Yes.
They got to know this stuff. Clint, we're out of time.
Oh, one last
go ahead.
Okay. This year, our Christmas concert will be at the Shed, December 15th.
At the Shed?
Yes. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Sunday afternoon, December 15th, okay, at the Shed. And we wanted to make it more accessible for people to get, you know, more comfortable and everybody, you know, in a new setting. And so it's at the Shed. The Christmas concert will be at the Shed, the high school Christmas concert.
And I know you've got all your competitions coming up at the end of September, then the beginning of October. Then you've got the All-Region end of October 22nd, then State on the 5th of November.
Yes.
You're coming back after that because you're going to tell us how we y'all did. Okay?
Sure will.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. Really appreciate it. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.